Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
In Victoria überstürzen sich die Ereignisse. 191 bestätigte Infektionen in den letzten 24 Stunden. Nicht gut. Premier Daniel Andrews mit einem Update. Die Kernpunkte: Verlängerung der Schulferien, Rückkehr in den Lockdown, Takeaway statt Dine-In. Mit diesem Facebook-Post heute Nachmittag um 4 beschrieben wir das Video unserer Newsredaktion. Der Live-Auftritt von Andrews vor den Medien in Victoria. Das südliche Bundesland ist das neue Epizentrum der Corona-Pandemie in Australien mit 716 neuen Fällen in den letzten 7 Tagen, 130% mehr als in der Vorwoche. 31 Menschen sind im Krankenhaus, 5 auf der Intensivstation, 22 Menschen sind seit März gestorben und allein gestern kamen 2 hinzu. Es ist die befürchtete zweite Welle. Premier Daniel Andrews.
No doubt that it's frustrating, Lundy. If you could pass a law to deal with this, you just would. If you could ignore it, then, you know, that would be an option. That's not an option. This is real. And we're in this position. We can't change many things. All we can do is change our behaviour. All we can do is remember that this doesn't discriminate based on age or postcode. It doesn't discriminate based on faith. It doesn't discriminate based on anything. This virus is wildly infectious, and young and old, healthy and otherwise ill, will finish up a casualty in this if we don't all of us, every one of us, take this as seriously as we need to. And that is to not let our frustration get the better of us, and I appreciate. No one is pleased to be in these arrangements, no one. No one's pleased to be in the position we're in. But it is not an option to refuse to accept the reality we face. It's not an option of just passing a law or giving a speech. We've all got to own this at a very personal level, because each of us, in the way we conduct ourselves and the way we protect our family, can in turn protect every Victorian family. That's what's at stake here. I understand, I appreciate, I get it very clearly. No one enjoys these restrictions, and I don't enjoy having to impose them, Lundy.
Aber wie sehen sie nun aus, die Maßnahmen? Wichtigste Maßnahme ist die Rückkehr in den Lockdown. 6 Wochen ab Mittwoch Mitternacht. Für Metropolitan Melbourne, ohne Geelong, aber inklusive Mornington Peninsula. Mit 2-3 Unterschieden zum letzten Mal, wie der Premier erklärte.
There are a couple of differences to the stay-at-home order this time as compared to last time. You will be able to go out to go to work if you have to go shopping for the things you need when you need them, to study, to provide care or to get care. People are well acquainted with those rules. Daily exercise, though, will be treated differently. You cannot leave metropolitan Melbourne to get your daily exercise. There are a number of on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, very low public health risk activities that will be permitted that were not permitted last time. But the most important point to make around exercise is that you can't be going on a 4-hour bushwalk hundreds of kilometres away from Melbourne. You can't be going fishing, again, outside the metropolitan area down into regional Victoria. Regional Victoria has very, very few cases, and vast parts of regional Victoria have no cases. This is designed to keep it that way, and I hope very soon to be able to be before you again talking about further easing of restrictions in regional Victoria. That's not for today. I do hope that is quite soon, and we'll only be able to achieve that if we continue to contain within metropolitan Melbourne and not see large outbreaks or additional cases in regional Victoria.
Strenger als beim letzten Lockdown im April wird in den nächsten 6 Wochen auch gehandhabt, wo die Bewohner von Metropolitan Melbourne ihren Lockdown verbringen dürfen.
In terms of principal place of residence, stay at home means just that. Not stay at your holiday home, not stay at your second home. Your principal place of residence is where you must be, except for the 4 reasons to leave your home. This is, I know, further than we went last time, but we are in many respects in a more precarious, challenging, and potentially tragic position now than we were some months ago. The notion of people continuing to move around the state from one residence to another is a risk that the public health team are not prepared to take, and on that basis, the stay-at-home order is about your principal place of residence, your actual home, not a second residence, wherever that might be.
Labour Premier Daniel Andrews. Und was bedeutet die Rückkehr in den Lockdown für die geschätzten 900.000 Schüler und Studenten in Victoria?
In terms of schools, of course, this will be of great concern to parents, to teachers, to school communities right across the state. We've made a number of decisions and there are some others yet to come. Let me tell you what we have already decided. From Monday, Year 11 and 12 students, so VCE students and Year 10 students for the VCE component of their learning, if they are doing VCE subjects, will return to as normal face-to-face learning. That is principally a function of the fact that as older students, they are able to maintain physical distance, they are able to be much more careful in getting to and from school, and indeed many of them, certainly a much higher proportion than younger cohorts, will get to school on their own. They won't need to have parents taking them and picking them up. That is seen as a much lower risk, and of course, every day at school is important, but for those Year 11 and Year 12 students, we want to make sure that their VCE is not any more disrupted than it already has been, and we want the Certificate of Education to be meaningful across both regional Victoria and Metro, and having two very different settings I think would potentially cause us some issues there. In addition to those Year 11 and 12 students and the Year 10s who do VCE subjects, specialist schools will also reopen or will come back from holidays and there'll be face-to-face programs as per normal from Monday.
Alle anderen Schüler PrEP bis 10. Klasse dürfen sich auf eine Verlängerung der Schulferien freuen, in Anführungszeichen oder nicht, sei ihnen überlassen, und danach allem Anschein nach auf die Rückkehr zum Online-Unterricht.
As for all other students, we will extend the school holidays for a further week. There will be 5 pupil-free days next week. Teachers will be at work, they'll be at school, and they will be doing two things. Firstly, preparing for whatever the balance of the term may look like, and we will make further announcements once we see more data, once things are a little more settled in the coming days. Again, giving parents as much notice as we can. And the second function that those, at least some of those teachers will be performing is for parents who are working in essential jobs that can't be done from home. So whether mum or dad are stacking shelves at Coles or Woolworths, or whether mum and dad are a nurse or a police officer, those kids will be able to be taken to school, and for next week there will be a supervised school holiday program for them. We will, before the end of this week, we will finalise what our plans are for flexible and remote learning at the very latest, early into next week, so giving parents as much notice as possible, but those arrangements will be in place Year 11 and 12 back to school and specialist schools back to school on Monday, business as usual. And for the rest of our kids, we will make further announcements quite soon.
Daniel Andrews, Premier von Victoria. Zum Schluss für alle die, die nun klagen, dass die Regierung in Melbourne übertreibt, dass Corona gar nicht so gefährlich ist, wie es uns eingebläut wird. Für diese Zweifler hatte Andrews heute Nachmittag in seiner vielleicht wichtigsten Medienkonferenz dieses Monats eine ganz klare Botschaft.
Again, I'm not here to criticise Victorians, I'm not here to be lecturing Victorians, but I've got to call it out, and I think every Victorian knows at least one other person who perhaps hasn't been following the rules as much as they should have. We have, to a certain extent, allowed our frustration to get the better of us, and that means that regardless of what the index case is, regardless of who patient zero is and how they became infected, the virus then spreads. And I'll take you back to an example. A person gets infected, they're in a family of 6 or 7 or 8 or even 10 people. They then go home, They're unwell, they don't get tested for quite some time. They're wildly infectious, they go and visit other families. Small, large, north, south, doesn't matter where it happened, but all of a sudden you've got the virus out there and it runs so quickly that even the delay in taking a test and getting it processed is enough to see a doubling and a doubling again. So what starts with one person is in the space of a couple of days, something that is well and truly away with 50, 75, 100 people. That's what we're up against. And the mildness of it, that's the real devil to it. The fact that so many people can have it and not even feel unwell. Or if they do, the symptoms are so mild that they're not a prompt to go and get tested. Ultimately, we have to take this as seriously as we take bushfire. We can't, this is binary. It is life and death. And if it gets away from us, and I just don't want to hear any more of this stuff from younger people or from otherwise healthy people, regardless of their age, that it won't affect me. Well, it will. It'll affect you. There are people across the world who have died who are otherwise healthy. And not one or two. Very significant numbers. Then, of course, all of us are part of families. And loved ones being gravely ill and potentially dying, that'll affect you too. And the restrictions will affect you, of course. So it's not about singling out one group. I think there's been some complacency, there's been a sense of frustration, and I get that, I understand that. I'm not really criticising it, I understand it, but it has to change. It just has to change.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.